Okay, I'm here with Nezzy Wade, and Nezzy, they're not letting you into the marsh. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I went to the operations center to ask if they had anybody on their list for the Humboldt Edge, because I am on the advisory board and write articles for the Humboldt Edge, and there's nobody here representing the Edge, and I figured that might be the case because nobody knew when this was going to happen exactly, mm-hmm. and I wanted to go in as a press person, and they won't allow me to do that.
Okay. And before the major law enforcement presence was here, you were back in the marsh, and I saw you were helping a little bit with
yeah.
the...
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. There's a lot of people out there that are leaving, but they need help. And so I came early this morning and have been helping people move their personal items, you know, what they're taking with them, okay. and some people that are going to Betty Chin's getting their stuff out as well. And some people aren't ready to leave because, and he just told me they were going to start bringing people in and start removing them, you know, forcibly. And I said there are people back here that aren't ready to go. They haven't gotten the bags that they were promised to put their personal belongings in, and so they're not ready to go. And he said, well, okay, well, we'll see that they have some bags. Okay. So I'm hoping that that's the case. But that's a whole nother thing. Yeah.
You're a little hot because you're a little upset because you're not being let in.
Well, it's the press. Yeah. Everybody else is walking. You have a vest. Yeah. You're walking around. Yeah. And they got students from HSU that are out there walking around. And I want to write for the only paper that is by and for homeless. Mm. And they're not letting me in.
So you were back there for a little bit before you were told you could not be. Can you describe a little bit like what the scene is back there, what the mood is?
Oh, well, yeah. People have been carrying tons of stuff out of here all day long. And people are sad. There's people crying. It's like they don't know if they'll see each other again. And this is their community. They've lived here for a long time, and they don't know how they're going to get reconnected. They can try, but some of them are pretty jaded in believing that, you know. And they're sad because this is a place where they've been accepted. They've had an ability to be a viable community member, a lot of gratitude from people, and for people who've sort of been shunned and pushed to the side. It's a loss. It's a great loss of community. And I know a lot of people think it's not the kind of community you want to have, but you know what? These folks understand community so much more than so many people. And they just help one another, whether it's getting water, whether it's, you know, going out and getting groceries or whatever. They work together.
That's a little bit after 8:30 a.m. right now. What is your understanding as to how the order of operations are going to go here today?
I actually don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I think that they'll probably be here for most of the day. I wanted to be in there where you see all those other people.
Yeah.
And they told me I had to get all the way on this side of the... I had to be out here. Now, do you see anybody else out here?
No,
just you and me. But they told me I had to be out here, and I couldn't even be in this operations area. But I see people that don't have any other formal capacity out there.
Yeah.
You know.
So you think you're being singled out?
Well, I think that they won't give me a press vest.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one, and they had to go up the chain of command to make that decision.
Right.
I asked. Did they ask you to go up the chain of command?
They did not.
See, so. And they're treating the Edge, one, like it's not really a paper, and it is. It's been around for 2 years. It's and it does good work.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Hello.
I am a little hot.
Okay.
Because why should we not be able to tell the story that we see just like everybody else?
Okay. Nezzy, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah.